Okay, so the next major sugya we're going to do is Ein Onshin Min HaDin. But before we get there, I just want to go through Daf Ayin Gimel. There wasn't that much I had to say on Daf Ayin Gimel. So essentially what I did is just went through the Yalkut Biurim in the back of the Masifta and tried to pick out my favorite little ha'aris of the Rishonim and the Achronim on the Gemara as we go through Daf Ayin Gimel. So let's see what we have over here. We left off in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're at the Braisa Tanur Rabbanan, about 15 lines before the end of the page. Tanur Rabbanan. Whether you are chasing after a person, whether Reuven is chasing after Shimon to kill him, or whether Reuven is chasing after Shimon to rape him, or whether Reuven is chasing after Sarah, a Nara Murasa, to rape her, va'achar chayave misos beizdin, va'achar chayave krisus, or he's chasing after anyone else that he would be chayav misos beizdin, or chayav kares for sleeping with, no matter who he's chasing after to do that with, as long as it's someone that'd be chayv misas bezin or kares, matzilin oso benafsho. So you're allowed to kill Reuven to stop him from committing this crime. But let's say it's not an issa kares, it's not an issa misas bezin, it's only an issa lav. Alman al kohen gadol, unbelievable. You see the kohen gadol, imagine the case. You see the kohen gadol chasing after an almana to rape her. So if you got bigger, Klal Yisrael's got bigger problems than whether you should kill him or not, right? If you got the kohen gadol chasing after a woman to rape her, grusha v'chalutza the kohen hedyot, you have a kohen hedyot running after a grusha v'chalutza, ein matzilin osam benafsha. We don't save the victim by killing the potential perpetrator, because it's only in issur lav to begin with. Now, nevda ba'avera, let's say the woman already had an avera done to her. Ein matzilin osam benafsha. That's the first line of the braisa that's unclear. What does that mean? Nevda ba'avera, once the avera is already done, then we no longer are going to kill the rapist. So zot rashi. What does it mean? What? Oh, so that's what I'm saying. This line is very unclear. Says Rashi, Nevda ba'avera kvar. If the avera was already done, ein matzilin. Daha if gimala, because she's already pagum, v'kra apigima kapid. And the pasuk is only worried about pagam. Midgali bahani v'lo ba'avera sacheros. How do I know the Torah is only worried about pagam? From the fact that the Torah dafka tells me about these things where there is pagam, these averos where there is pagam, as opposed to by other averos. So Rashi seems to assume, and Rashi on Amud Beis makes this clear again, that if someone else had slept with her already, and now, or even this guy, let's say, he raped her yesterday, and now he's going to rape her again, we are not matzil osa benafsho. We no longer save her by killing this guy, even if right now, at this moment, he hasn't done a single act of bia on her, he hasn't done anything yet, and he's about to, you're not allowed to kill him. That's Pasha Pshat in Rashi, over here, and on Amud Beis, in Dibur HaMaschil Sheba. So we're going to find that that's how Rashi understands. Now, the problem with the Pshat in Rashi is that if she's ever, the way Rashi seems to be understanding, is that if she's ever had bia before, then, right, if you look at Rashi on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Sheba Aleha, Zakt Rashi, Hu O Acher Kvar, Shalo Kedarka, V'chazur Ba'ala Kedarka, Delo Nitam B'bizu Latzil B'nafsho, Shekvar Nifkema. He or anybody else had ever slept with her, she's already pagum. So, the problem with Rashi is that he's assuming that even if she's not a basula, that's the whole point. She's not a basula. She's already pagum. Mela, there's no din of etzilu benafsho. That's how the mefarshim understand Rashi. So the Meiri asks on Rashi. He says, "Eini mevin pek kadosh eichamra." He says, "I don't understand the pek kadosh Rashi. How he could say such a thing? Where does the Meiri get that expression pek kadosh? Remember?" Gemara, right? We had it earlier in Sanhedrin. Pet Kodesh Yomar Dover Zeh. A holy mouth of Reb Meir is going to say something like this, right? So remember, it was Reish Lakish that made the comment that the Gemara asked. Mehichitesi Reish Lakish is such a refined personality that he uses Pet Kodesh. He was a gangster. He was a reformed gangster, Reish Lakish. Anyway, so we'll take a question in a second. So the Miri says, I don't understand. How could a Pet Kodesh like Rashi say something like this? That can't be what Nevda Ba'avera means, because if a woman is a Ba'ula, you want to tell me that when she's being raped, you have no obligation to try to save a Ba'ula when she's being raped? How's that possible? A girl's being raped, you have no obligation to try to save her? It's not Nitan Latzil B'Nafsho? The Ravaz points out, it would turn out that any Nesua that's already nifkam because she's not a basula, she's already married, you would not have to be matzil in the case of arayas because she's already pogum. And not only that, it would turn out that really there would never be a case of matzil nos benafsha unless you interviewed the girl first. Right, you see a girl getting raped, you have to be like, excuse me, ma'am, are you a ba'ula or a basula? And she'd have to say, no, I'm a basula, this is the first time it's ever happening. Ah, boom, and then you kill the guy. So it would turn out that would be practically impossible. So that's what the Me'iri, other Rishonim say that, no, Nevda Ba'avera means, the way the Rambam describes it in Hilchas Rotzeach, in Perek Aleph Halach Yud Beis, and really the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Chosha Mishpat, these halachas appear at the very end of Chosha Mishpat, Tav Chav Hei and Tav Chav Vav in Chosha Mishpat. The way they describe it is that Nevda Ba'avera means, this Bia has already begun. He already did the Tchilas Bia in this act of Bia, then you no longer have a heter to kill him, because she's already Nifgam in this Bia, meaning it's too late. You're not really saving her. She's already been raped. That's what it means, Nevda Ba'avera, that there's no din of being matzil her. But if she had Bia last week, and now, or a year ago, or whatever, and now she's being raped, and of course there's a din to be matzil her. So that's Machlokas Rishonim. It seems to be that Rashi understands that it means that if there's any pagam in her, and the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Me'iri, they understand that not that there's any pagam in her, but that this act of Bia has already been pogam her. Right? Any other question? If the bia already started, oh, no chiv to kill him. I would assume lo samar dam recha still applies that you should have to. Yeah, it's not nita natzilu benafsha. No chiv to kill. Yeah.
The other question, in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, when he's describing who you can kill and who you can't kill,
yeah,
he says v'cholshikain shakrisos umisos beis. Is that saying that when a person, and then the Gemara repeats it later on, but a little differently? The Gemara says, are they bringing them as separate entities, or it has to be one both together at the same time?
No, one or the other. If it's chayv kares or chayv mispeis, it's not. It's got to be above a lav. If it's just a lav, then there's no din nitzal benafsha.
So in the other cases, in the beginning, like
Rashi
says, when someone's running after the zafar or the nar morsa, if they started the actual bia, you still save them, correct?
If they started the actual, you would still save them, but not. Oh, no. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Meaning, you wouldn't kill the potential rapist once the bia has already begun.
Right. Then how is that any different than in the case we have now, not the Bavera, according to the Miri?
Oh, because those cases are right before he's about to rape the person, but he hasn't done anything, then you have to kill. But in this case, the rain has the Bavera, yeah.
Then why would the Gemara, according to Rashi, why would the Gemara need to specify the Kohen Gadol, Gerusha, the Chalutza, the Kohen Hedger? Because they're clearly not pursuing. Also, in that case.
Gerusha, the Chalutza, you're saying, and Almana, yeah. They're clearly not pursuing, there's no Pigam.
So obviously, you don't have to kill.
Right, but I mean, that's telling me when. Oh, I mean, it should be a davar pasha. Not sure.
Or even also, like, later on when it says, when it comes to a zachar, there's no. I mean, it said before there's no pagam at all.
There's no pagam, so what's the issue? Okay, good point. All good points. Yeah.
Could you be told that Machogazan Ayin Gimel Beis, as to when a person who, I guess, has a bio, or whatever, is Ma'ani someone, at what point are they Chayav B'Knas? Rashi says that it's the Hotzas HaBesulim, which would only be at one point ever, once you're Motzi the Besulim. Everyone says that, no, that's it's the Hara HaYivara.
Right, as long as Rashi seems to be assuming, right, that once she's not a Besulim, there's no Pagam. Yeah,
right.
It's very much connected. Yeah, absolutely.
Does anyone learn Rashi that the only Pagam is the rape, but if I'm married and Besua that has Bia, that's not a Pagam?
Right, but Rashi do you learn Rashi that way? I mean,
you can see that from the Rashi on other days.
Yeah.
He seems to be only talking about really case of onus, not in the suah over there.
It's not that she's pogum, it's that she's, well, that's the question. How do you view pogum? Is pogum that something terrible happened, unexpected, or is it pogum just that she's physically not in her ideal you know, pristine state. Right, so that's, and that's a major issue that the Rishonim discuss over here. What exactly is the definition of pagum over here? Let's see the Gemara Vayter. So we said nevda ba'avera, you don't save her. Yesh lo Moshiach, ein matzinin osa b'nafsho. If there's some other way to save her without having to kill anybody, so also you don't kill anybody. You save her without killing somebody. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af Omer senich lo shlo yargena. Even if she says leave him alone, I don't want you to kill him. So then you leave him alone, you don't kill him. Now notice, that's Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it means it's machlokas. It means that the Tanakhama holds that even if she says, no, leave him alone, I don't want you to kill him, you would still have to kill him. Which is interesting, because the second she says, leave him alone, don't kill him, one could have argued it stops being a rape. She says, it's fine, leave it be. So we're going to have to see what the Yisoda machlokas is. We'll get to that hopefully today, maybe tomorrow. So says the Gemara, that the Gemara is going to discuss that in Amud Beis. So let's hold that off for Amud Beis. So that's the end of the Braisa. Now, ask the Gemara Minan Emili. How do I know that all this is true? Meaning that you have to kill a person who's going after a Zachar and an Aru Marasa and all these cases, Chayav Ekrisos, Chayav Emisos Beisdin. How do I know it's all true? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ulenara Lo Sasa Davar. The Pasuk in the Torah tells me that if a girl is being raped, she does not get punished for having an Usur Bia, because it wasn't her fault. But the pasuk doesn't just tell me that. The pasuk says, "Lenar lo sasa davar, ein lenar chet, ein lenara chet maves." The Torah says, "Don't do anything to her, and you know what else? You shouldn't kill her." Well, obviously, if I'm not doing anything to her, I'm not going to kill her. We're not doing anything to her. So there are a lot of extra words in this pasuk. So that's why it leaves the Gemara open to darshan a lot of words. "Lenar lo sasa davar, ein lenara chet maves." So we darshin, na'ar, meaning it's really na'ara, but normally a lot of times when the Torah says the word na'ara, it spells without a hey, it spells it chaser, as nun ayin resh, even though it's pronounced with a comma. So it's a Korean exiv, the Kri is na'ara, even though a lot of times it says na'ar. So zeh zachar, that's an illusion, the fact that na'ar alone would have implied zachar. Na'ara, zu na'ara murasa. When it says na'ara, that's an allusion to a na'ara hamurasa. Chet, eluchevi krisus. When it says chet, any sort of aveira, it means that it's an usher kind of bia. It's a relationship that's not allowed to happen, like chevi krisus. Maves, eluchevi misus bezdin. And maves means that it's chevi misus bezdin, that it's that kind of relationship. You would kill the person who's trying to sleep with the girl with chevi krisus, chevi misus bezdin. Now, Tosos over here, na'ar, na'ara, where we darshan each part. We darshan na'ar as a reference to Zachar, and na'ara as a reference to na'ar marasa. Tosos points out that the Gemara in Ksuvos already deals with this issue of why it is that we have a mikra and a mesores. Why it is that sometimes the Torah uses nun ayin resh as na'ara, and sometimes nun ayin resh hey. And Tosos says, the Gemara in Ksuvos says rather, that it teaches us that a katana is also included. That generally speaking, when it uses na'ar with the hay, it's coming to be marbe, even a katana, in the parsha of whatever it is that we're talking about. So Tosos says, over here, it's not possible to say that, because the pasuk is saying she doesn't get an onesh, which implies that because the pasuk says, since she's not actively trying for this bia, she's being raped, that's why she doesn't get punished. Implication being that if she was interested in this bia and she was an active participant in this bia, she wouldn't get an onesh. So it can't be talking about a katana, because a katana who's an active participant in the bia does not get an onesh. She's not a bas onshin. She's too young to be considered a bas onshin. So it would seem from that possibility of darshaning, the way the Gemara in Masechta Ksuvos darshans, is closed off. We don't have that possibility. Furthermore, Tosa says, Na'ara is said many different times in the Parsha. It doesn't say Na'ara just once in the Parsha, so we could make multiple drushas. One time to darshan Afilukatano, one time to darshan what we're darshaning over here, that is Zachar, and that Na'ara Marasa, without compromising the ability to darshan, like we do in Maseches Ksuvos. The problem with the second Teretz, Tosus himself notes, is that the Gemara later is going to say that according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, that we don't need two ribuyim, so he has to figure out why it says Na'ara, what we do with the word Na'ara. What do you mean? He has to figure, right? Meaning if you're going to say that it's only, that it says it so many different times, and that each one could be used separately. So the Gemara on Amud Beis, where we say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, that once it already says Na'ar, it says Na'ara also, sounds right, that's how we answer for Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, that once it says Nunayin Reish, it throws in the Hay also. It happens to say Na'ara. So that, how does that resolve all the cases? That doesn't help if we're talking about multiple times where it says Na'ara and not just a single time. That's a minor issue that Tosafot deals with in terms of how much of a right we have to make a drasha of Na'ar / Na'ara over here. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Kol ani lamali. Why do I need so many different drushas? Why do I need to be told by the Torah all of these specific cases? Won't I realize, just tell me one case. Tell me that if a guy is sleeping with Chayvei Krisos, you're allowed to kill him. And then I'll figure out Mises Beis, then I'll figure out Zachar, I'll figure out the rest. Why do you have to give me all the cases? Normally, the way Torah works, the way Torah Shebal Peh works, we have something called a binyanav, memetzinu. Torah says something in one place, and we know naturally to apply it to all other similar cases, unless there's a pircha, unless there's some reason that we shouldn't apply it. So Gemara says, what do I need all these different specific drashos? Tell me one general rule, and I'll know to apply it to all the cases. So Gemara says, no, each case is different over here, and each case would not have been known without a separate drasha. Why? Tzrichi. I would say by a nar, it's because it's completely unusual. By a zachar, I would think you have to kill the guy before you could rape a zachar, because that's such a horrible thing to do to a person, because the whole act is unnatural. He's not just to be raped is one thing, but to be raped by a person of the same gender is is all the more hurtful and difficult, and is all the more embarrassing, Rashi says. He could be Zayon Uboshes Gadol, Rashi says. Aval Na'ara Du'urcha Emalo. Raping a girl, at least it's a normal act of Bia, so it's a little bit less of a Bizayon, a little bit less of a Busha. V'ikaz Rachmana Na'ara Mishum Dekapagimla. And if the Torah would have said Na'ara, I would have said, yeah, that's because something physically is happening to her. Pagimla. And again, how does Rashi understand Pagimla? Bibisulin, you're pogame the Bisulin. But then Rashi adds different. Umegan al baila, and you're making her disgusting to her husband. So aval nar de lo kapagam le imalo. But by the nar, where it's not a pagam, so it's not going to be as big of a problem. Now, seems to be saying that nara marasa is worse than any of the other arayos, dafka because Rashi seems to be emphasizing dafka because of the baila, because the husband is expecting a basula. And the fact that you're turning her into a ba'ula, it's not just the natural pagam of a physical change in her body, but it's also pagam in expectation, that the husband is expecting a ba'ula, and now he's getting a ba'ula instead. So that's why I would not have necessarily known Zachar from Na'arim Rasa. V'ikos Rachmana Hani, and had the Torah told me both of these, Mishum Dehaila Vorche, Hu Vaha Kapagimla. I would say, yeah, each of these has their own chumrah. The zachar is lavorche, the nara marasa is pagimla, but avil shar arayos, regular arayos, dur chayu, where it's normal, it's a normal bia, it's a normal act to be a man and woman, velo nafesh pigmayu, and it's not this great pagam because there is no arusa, it's not like she's half married and her husband is expecting something that he's not going to get, there's no massive embarrassment involved, emalo. So I might think that it would not be included in Nitan Latzilu Benafsho, in the din that you kill him. Kas Rachmana Chet. That's why he says Chet, to tell me that you do have to kill him. Now this is, to me, is a very interesting line in the Gemara. Typically speaking, there's something in Shas called Tzad HaShavet. And normally you say, okay, I want to learn din A from, I want to learn din C. So can I learn it from din A? No, A has a Chumra that C doesn't have. I can't learn it straight from A. Okay, so let's try to learn it from B. Well, B has a chumrah that C doesn't have, so you can't learn it straight from B. So normally what we do is we say, well, if the chumrah that A has is not the same chumrah that B has, so at Sada Shavashabahan is that they both have this din that applies, then we should still be able to learn it to C. So let's take this case. I want to learn that by a regular case of Krisos and Mises Bezdin, that Nitan Latzilu Benafsho, you're allowed to kill the guy who's about to sleep with the Krisos and Mises Bezdin, right? So where do I want to learn it from? I want to learn it from a guy who's raping a zachar. No, you can't learn it from there, because a zachar, it's a bizayon gadol, it's lavorche, it's not normal. Okay, so let me learn it from Nara Marasa. Nara Marasa, I know Nitan Latzil Benafsho. So let me learn from Nara Marasa that Chayave Misus Basin and Krisus, you could also kill the guy. No, you can't learn from Nara Marasa because it's Kapagma. It's a great Pagam. It's a ruining of the expectation of the husband. However, you want to translate this this great Pagam. So the next step of the Gemara should have been, like it always is. What's the next step always? Well, it can't be the great pagam that makes it okay to kill him, because it can't be the great pagam that makes it okay to kill him, because by zachar there's no pagam, and it can't be the lav orche that makes it okay to kill him, because by naram rasa, there is no lav orche. It is orche by naram rasa. So it's at a shavu shabahan that the guy is about to commit this avera and you're allowed to kill him. Mele, I should learn by any nisus basis and krisus, you're allowed to kill him. Right, that's how the Gemara normally progresses. What is it? The Gemara doesn't do that over here. It stops and says, oh, I guess I can't learn from Naram Rasa, can't learn from Zachar, so therefore I need a separate pasuk. No, why don't you learn from the Tzad HaShava Shebehen? So that's the issue Tosvos raises over here. And Tosvos points out, the lav pircha gemurahi, that this pircha is not really such a stark akasha. Di'ika lememar idach yochiach. Because when he says ikal meimer idach yochiach means the Gemara could have carried this conversation through and said we have a tzad hashava, that each one shows that the other one's tzad chamor is not what allows you to kill the guy. The keagavna perakets at solin gabe tamenu pesach didachu shabbos v'tumah lo yalv minayu sharka pesach shabbos v'tumah v'lo yalv minayu sharka banas tibur. And we have a similar type of drasha in Psachim, Daf Ayin Zayin. Over there, the Gemara is talking about bringing Karbanos Tzibor on Shabbos and bringing Karbanos Tzibor when you're Tameh. Typically speaking, it's Chil Shabbos to Shecht something, right? Typically speaking, you're not allowed to bring Karbanos Bituma. Karbanos Tzibor you're allowed to bring on Shabbos and you're allowed to bring Bituma. Good? So the Gemara says that had the Torah not been Marba all the Karbanos Tzibor with their own separate Limud, I never would have been able to learn it out from the Karban Tamid and Karban Pesach. The Torah only tells this to me explicitly. The Gemara is a Havamina that it only says this explicitly by Karban Tamid and Karban Pesach. How often do you bring Karban Tamid? Twice a day. Every single day, including Shabbos, including Yom Kippur, every single day, twice a day. Torah says that to me for sure, that's clear. You have to bring Karban Tamid twice a day every day on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. Karban Pesach, you bring twice a day, not twice a day. Karban Pesach, you bring even on Shabbos, and you bring even Bituma. Right? That's the din by Karban Tamid and by Karban Pesach. What about other Karbanos Tzibor? How do I know that other Karbanos Tzibor also can be brought Bituma or can be brought even on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no, I can't learn it from either Karban Tamid, nor can I learn from Karban Pesach, because each one has their own Tzad Chamor. What's the tzad chamor of a carbon tamid? What makes carbon tamid different than every other carbon?
It's brought twice a day,
every single day. So that makes it much more chamor. What's more chamor about a carbon pesach than any other carbon? Something very unique about carbon pesach. Well, there are other carbons that are brought once a year. Sir Lashem in the basement, right there. What? No, there are a lot of carbons like that. What? That is true, but that's not a din in the hakrava. That's a din in the achila. In the etzem losish bruva, it's true. It's a good har, but it's a din in the achila. So Eitan made a very strong point, but it's a din in the achila. So the issue with the Karban Pesach is as follows: there are only two mitzvahs to say in Kol HaTorah Kula for which you chayv kares. Karban Pesach is one of them, right? The other one is Bismillah, right? Those are the only two mitzvahs say in Kol HaTorah Kula for Chayav Kares. So the Gemara says, well, you can't learn from either one of them because to other Karbanos Tzibor. So Tos is pointing out, well, wait a second, I can't learn from either one of them, but Tzad HaShava, that I should have had. So you see, the Gemara sometimes, even though it has the Tzad HaShava, it doesn't use the Tzad HaShava. The Gemara says, no, we really need drashas. We need extra words in the Pesukim to teach it to me. You don't use the Tzad HaShava. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos, in Daf Lamed Beis and Ksuvos, that asks, so if this is true, that, meaning, the way Tosfos in Pesachim deals with it, it says, yeah, we don't use Tzad HaShava because they both have a Tzad Chamur. They're both so strict that we can't use Tzad HaShava. So Tosfos in Ksuvos asks the obvious question, then we should never have a tzad shava. By definition, every tzad shava, each one has a tzad chamur. Each one has something that makes it stricter than everything else. It's a very, very difficult kasha. We don't know exactly when did the Gemara decide that the tzad chamur is not so chamur that we could say, all right, tzad shava shebehen, that they're the same basic thing, and therefore we can apply it elsewhere. And when do we say, no, their tzad chamur is too chamur to even enter into a tzad shava, and you just can't learn from anywhere else. So you got to look at the Tosfos Ksuvos and the Tosfos Psachim, that's the Gemsachim over there. That's where this issue comes up. But okay, so says Gemara Vayetar, Shara Rayos to Urchayiv Lo Nafish Pigmayu Emalo. I would have thought by other Arayos where it's Urchayu, meaning it's a man and woman, and it's also not Nafish Pigmayu because it's she's not a Naru Murasa. So I would think you don't have to kill the guy. So Kas Rachman Chet. That's why the Torah says Chet. Says Gemara, Ikas Rachman Chet. Had the Torah just said Chet, Hava Mina Filu Chayve Lavin. I would have thought that even Chayav Elavin are included. So Kaz Rachman and Maves, that's why the Torah says Maves also. To tell me that it doesn't include Chayav Elavin, it only includes people for whom you are Chayav Misa. Who are you Chayav Misa for? Chayav Krisus, Chayav Misa's Bezdin, but not simply Chayav Elavin. He has an interesting ha'ar over here in the name of the Galya Masechta. In Yerodeya Simon Hay, he writes, let's say Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, but he's trying to kill Shimon in such a way where he wouldn't be Chayav Misa's Bezdin or Karis. He'd only be Chayav something less. He'd be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. How do you ever have such a thing? A guy is going to kill, he's going to murder another guy, and he's only going to be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. So he says, let's say you kill all Yidei Grum. The guy is being rode for someone else to be kofel of Nehari, to tie him down in front of a lion. He's not going to shoot him, he's not going to stab him, he's going to tie him down where there's a lion there, and the lion's going to kill him. Or someone is down in the bottom of a pit and he could suffocate and die there, but he has a ladder to get out, and you see someone running to go grab the ladder so the guy won't be able to get out. So the person who grabs that ladder and takes the ladder out would be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. He's not Chayiv Kar, he's not Chayiv Misa Bezdin. So would you still say Nitan Latzi L'Benafsha? Meaning, what's the din of Nitan Latzi L'Benafsha when someone's going to kill somebody else? Is it purely a din of Hatzala? And at the end of the day, I'm allowed to take a life to save a life? Or is it a din in being saving him from the Avera? And you only have a chiv to save someone from the Avera when his Avera is so bad that he's Chayiv Karis or Chayiv Misa's Beis Din. But over here, he's not Chayiv Karis or Misa's Beis Din. So he proves from our sugya that since the Gemara Darshan that only by Krisus Misa's Beis Din you're allowed to kill the guy, there is no pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to kill the guy by Misa's Beis Shemayim. And if that's the case, there's no heter to kill a rodef when he's only rodef for Misa Beis Shemayim. And he says if that's the case by Arayos, by a rodef to kill, it should also be the case. Right? Our Gemara is talking about Arayos. That if the Arayos is such that you're not Chayiv Kares or Misa's Beis Din, so then it's not Nitan Latzi L'Benafsha. We should say the same thing by Rodef to kill somebody. That's not Nitan Latzi L'Benafsha. So Rav Chaim Moser points out, but we know clearly that that's not the case. If you know someone's going to kill somebody, even if the person is going to kill in a way where he's not Chayiv Kares or Misa's Beis Din, we know clear you have a Chiyuv and a Heter to kill the Rodef. How do I know that? Because it's a din called Mesira. Someone who's Moser, you're allowed to kill. How is a Moser killing people? By telling others, right? By telling the Goyim, by telling whoever's after, yeah, he's there, you can get him over there. So that's how a Moser kills somebody. What's he chayav for that? Is he chayav Misa? Absolutely not. Misa B'dei Shemayim, at most, right? And yet we have a heter to kill a Moser. So what this shows us is that apparently, even though we use the same terminology of Nitan Latzi L'Benafsho, by saving someone from murdering and by saving someone from raping, they're really fundamentally different dinim, which is very problematic because we only learn the heter of one from the other. We only know the heter, we only know Nitan Latzi L'Benafsho of murder from the case of a rape. But it seems that they're fundamentally different dinim. That la halacha, if you have the din hatzala that you have to save a victim, would allow you to kill the potential murderer, even if he's murdering in a way where he wouldn't even be chayiv kareis and risas beisdin. As opposed to the din hatzala to save a girl from being raped would not be matter you to kill the person if he's not doing misas beisdin or chayiv kareis. So since the ha'ara, I'm not sure what the answer really is, but it seems that there's a difference. Well,
yeah. You say that if you're going to kill someone, even though you might not get killed, that's going to lessen your avera. If you're going to kill someone through a karma, is that not killing someone? Is that not ritzicha?
It's not ritzicha in the sense that you're not chayiv for being a rotzeach, but you did an avera.
Right.
But it's not
the same avera.
Right.
We're
saying it's not the same avera because you don't get the same punishment.
So if someone killed someone and wasn't born, and they don't get mitzvah based, less of a avera than someone who...
Right, so you have to say Hasra is a technicality. Hasra is...
So maybe this is also a technicality.
I don't think so.
Because
this is a din in the Maisa. This is how you're doing the Maisa. By Hasra, it's an issue of having all the rules and regulations of Beis Din being followed. Over here, it's not about the rules and regulations of Beis Din. It's a different Maisa. I'm not actively killing anybody.
Why can't you say that that's also one of the rules and regulations? It needs to be done in this certain way, and this doesn't qualify that. You did it as a grama, or you did it. You're still doing an act of ritzicha, and you're still killing someone. You're still doing that avera. You're just not going to get killed in business.
And that's why you're allowed to kill him.
Right,
and
but
by the rape, it's clearly a different avera. You know, what you're doing is you're taking the din atzala, you're saying at the end of the day you're saving a life, and therefore that should be megala that the avera is the same avera. Because you try to explain to the family of the victim, it wasn't a real murder, all he did was he took away his oxygen. It's totally different. They're not going to see it that way, right? They're not going to see it as any different than stabbing him. I hear that, yeah? Right, right. Okay.
By
mitzvah,
you can't be
mocha?
You can't
be mocha your life.
Ma'avid Asmundas, we had that discussion in Minchas Chinuch. Is there a din hatzala of someone who's trying to commit suicide? Right? Minchas Chinuch understood that, Minchas Chinuch had this tremendous chiddush that there's no din to save someone who's Ma'avid Asmundas, but, you know, the large majority of Rishon Menachron, Rav Minyan Ubinyan of Poskim say not that way. That if someone's committing suicide, you have an obligation to try to save him. Cheskinuch's right, it was that Gemara 9 Gimel, that why do I need Lo Samad? I already have Vashivoso. So why didn't the Gemara just answer? Because Vashivoso is only when the guy is not an Aveda Midas, but when he's committing suicide, it's an Aveda Midas, and therefore Vashivoso shouldn't apply Lo Samad comes to. So it must be that Lo Samo doesn't teach me that either. That you don't have to save some. But again, we saw reasons why that's not a reasonable line of questioning. That you can't say what the Gemara should have answered on, you know, why I need Lo Samo as opposed to Vashivoso. Yeah, so we spent some time on that. Okay, that's the heart of the Galim Sefta. Now let's see the Gemara just a little bit weiter, and then we'll stop. So says the Gemara, the lichtav rachman chet maves v'lo bay nar v'nara. Well, once you tell me the chayav mis bezin, chayav krisus, that you need to not see the benafsho, so then why do you even have to tell me nar v'nara that when he's bol zachar nar mrasa? So says Gemara enachinami v'el nar v'nara chad lemutei over avodus chavim chad lemutei behem of shabbos. Now we get into a whole new world over here. The Gemara says maybe nar v'nara is teaching me a different thing. Someone is going to be bol a behema. To tell me to be mimai the situation of bol behema or mechal Shabbos, to tell me that you don't have to need to let silu benafsho, that you don't kill someone who's about to do any of those things. Someone's about to do mechal Shabbos, you're going to kill him. Let's say you would kill him, right? There's one sheet that we're going to see in a second that you do kill him. Right? The Gemara says Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds mechal Shabbos is need to let silu benafsho. You do have to kill him. What's the svara? Far away, let it kill someone who's about to do Chil Shabbos. He's about to do such a terrible aveda. So you want to save the Chil Shabbos, right?
He's going to die anyway. You might as well save him before he gets the avera. You know,
He didn't have a straw. You just see someone who's about to milchal shabbos, about to turn on his faucet, about to go over the right first. So milchal shabbos. So you're gonna kill him. So what's the svara? Because he's doing this terrible avera. So what are you doing? You're killing him, which is chil shabbos. No, every time I'm killing him on shabbos, it's also chil shabbos. So why are you allowed to do chil shabbos to save him from doing chil shabbos? So you have to say no. Once I'm doing a ma'aseh hatzalah, once I'm being matzil him from the avera, this act is no longer called an act of chil shabbos. It's a ma'aseh hatzalah now. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's like the Ram talks about when you're saving a life on Shabbos, that it should be done al yidei chachamim and tzaddikim and whatever. Like, you shouldn't say, oh, let the let the guy who doesn't learn it all, let him go on the hatzalah call. Whoever is going, it should be a talmud chacham and a tzaddik and whatever, should still do an act of chil Shabbos to save the other person from chil Shabbos.
Like what Rosh said,
taking an apple before he does. Right, so you're going to save him by grabbing the apple first, right? That was his unusual case. Yeah, I guess, we can maybe sever that shit.
Tosos asked that question.
Yeah, so which Tosos?
Chad.
Chad Mutei Aveva Zara. Vim Tomer, Lomeli Krala Mutei Shabbos, Hamatzil Gufei Kama Chal Shabbos. Yeah, the Chal B'Chaveru, have it underlined. Veich Chal Shabbos, Latzil Chaveru, Mechal Shabbos, Deinza Mekalkal B'Chabura, Dika Tkune Gavra, Kivin Demachai Miskut, Baruch V'Achadini Mominis. Right, we had that Tosos, we mentioned that Tosos before because of the din of Tikkuni Gavra, that it's not considered Mekalkel to kill him. Yeshomer to be called Makom Salka Daito because Xeris Akasov Karabalaz Rav Shimon. Still, we might have thought that it's Xeris Akasov like that. Okay, but that's on this line. The Chad Lamute Ever of the Zara, and that there's no din of Nitzel Asil Benafsho by Ever of the Zara, and there's no din of Nitzel Asil Benafsho by Behema Veshabbos. Also notable is Behema and Shabbos are put together. Which also tells us discussed, we're gonna have to see. Why are Behemoth and Shabbos? How can you learn two things from the same word? Right? Normally you're not allowed to learn two things from the same word. So why does it say Behemoth and Shabbos at the same time? Alright, you know what? Let's save that for tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we'll just read down to the end of the page and then we'll get into Enoch Shemin Adin. Okay?